There are well-known historical figures, and a few who aren't necessarily household names. The first of the First Ladies, Martha Washington, is there, as is the first female chief of the Pamunkey Indian tribe, Kokokowski. The first married female settler is named. She's Anne Burris Layden of Jamestown. There's also frontier woman Mary Draper Ingalls, Confederate hospital administrator Sally Louisa Tompkins, and former slave and seamstress Elizabeth Keckley. Commission member Mary Margaret Whipple says culling the list to just a dozen was a difficult task.
There are so many distinguished women in Virginia, and we did really try to make a distinction between fame and achievement. We wanted to particularly honor women of achievement and those who had a good story to tell.
African-American physician Sarah G. Boyd Jones was the first woman to pass the state's medical board examinations. She made the cut along with Maggie L. Walker, the first African-American woman to charter a bank in the U.S. Adele Goodman Clark fought for women's voting rights. Virginia Estelle Randolph was an educator from Henrico County. They join entrepreneur Laura Lou Copenhaver and Virginia Gazette publisher Clementina Reed. The interactive monument will be called Voices in the Garden. Whipple explains the design and setting.
It will be an oval-shaped plaza with a sundial in the center, long benches on either side where you can sit and contemplate the figures. Some of them will be standing and walking through the garden. Others may be seated on these benches, so you could potentially sit down next to one of these women and learn her story.
But first, there's the fundraising. The monument is expected to cost $3 million. The commission is hopeful it will be complete within 2 years. I'm Connie Stevens.